Welcome everybody to our harvest service. I know we're a week earlier than normal, but we can always say thank you to God for 2 weeks in a row. We want to welcome everyone who is here with us worshiping for the first time, and those who are visiting again, as well as our congregation too. There is tea, coffee, and a bake sale after church. So if you've not brought your money, when you leave, go get the money out of the bank and then come back. Because it's all for a world vision, which is really exciting. So we're looking forward to that as well. But we've got a few things to go through first. We will start with our first prayer. And Emily's going to pray with us.
Lord, we welcome you into our church today and into our hearts. We ask that you open up our hearts, minds, and ears to what you have to say to us today. We ask that your Holy Spirit fill this place with his presence. Grant us wisdom and understanding from today's topics, and help us to worship you freely in your place of worship today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now sing hymn 189, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord.
Father God, we pray for the wars happening in Ukraine, Israel, and Palestine. We ask that you bring peace to these regions. We ask that you protect the innocent civilians, bring about much-needed health care to those who need it. We ask that you would make a way for refugees to feel safe in other countries. Rise up Christians around the world to stand up for the refugees that are in their country. Lord, we ask that after a successful Olympics and Paralympics that happened in Paris 2024, we ask that the people in charge would not let the purpose-built facilities go to waste. Instead, would inspire a generation to be more mindful towards our environment and world around us. We pray for the upcoming elections happening in America as we get closer to Election Day. We pray for wisdom for the voters, and we ask that you encourage everyone who can vote, will vote. We ask that whoever is elected will unite a fractured country and help the poor, the homeless, the sick, and the refugees in their country. We also pray for those close to home. We ask that you bless this generous donation. We ask that the food has been donated today will be distributed to those who need it most. In Jesus' name, amen. Please now turn your eyes to the screen as we watch a video for our first reading of Genesis 1.
Stories of the Bible. Creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty, formless, and dark. But the Spirit of God was there. On the first day, God said, "Let there be light." And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. On the second day, God said, "Let there be a space to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth." God called the space sky. On the third day, God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear." God called the dry ground land, and the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with every sort of plant and tree." And God saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God said, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night." God made two great lights, the sun for the day and the moon for the night. He also made the stars. God set these lights in the sky to light the earth, and God saw that it was good. On the fifth day, God said, "Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." And God saw that it was good. On the sixth day, God said, "Let the earth make every sort of animal." God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to have babies of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, to be like us." So God created man in his own image. He formed man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into man, and a man became alive. Then he saw that the man needed a helper, so God put man into a deep sleep, and while he slept, God took one of the man's ribs. Then God made a woman from the rib and brought her to the man.
Hello.
Hi!
Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you every plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given you every green plant as food for all the animals." Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was done. So on the seventh day, God rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and said it was holy.
Sing our second song, hymn number 531 from CH4, My Jesus, My Savior. And then after that, Jane is going to do our first talk.
Thank you.
Good morning, children. Would you like to come out down to the front? Oh, we've got quite a lot today. That's great. Down you come. Oh, my goodness. If you all managed to get a wee seat there. Great to see so many of you today. It's a very special service today, isn't it? With it being harvest. And doesn't the church look beautiful with all these lovely flowers? Can we just give a round of applause for the ladies who decorated the church? Absolutely beautiful. Hope you can hear me okay. I've got a bit of a sore throat, just as well not singing. So, today our wee first talk is all about faithfulness, the faithfulness of God. And what a great time, harvest, to talk about that, because harvest lets us know about all the provisions that God has given us. So, looking back at the video on creation, we know that God created the world. Can you remember a few of the things that he created? Yeah? Animals. What else?
Light.
Yeah. Anything else?
Sea.
Yeah. Dogs, yes. Uh-huh.
Dog.
Darkness, yes, of course. Yeah.
Land,
yes. There's so many, many things. But God not only created the earth, he also nurtures it too. And I've got a little experiment, so I will need some helpers. So I think you and you could come out first. Now, here we are. Now, we'll just explain to you what nurtures mean. If you stand over here, don't speak too much on the wee ones. There we are, and you've got that, and that works like that. Okay. I need 5 little helpers. Who would like to be a helper?
Me.
Yeah, up you come then. Up you come, and I've got something to give you. So if you stand up there, up you come. There we are. And if you hold on to that, you hold on to that. Another need, right, okay. And you want to do as well? Oh, there we are. Oh, I've only got 4 in here. There we are. 4 will do. That's fine. Okay. Do you want to all stand up on the step there? Oh, now look at that. Okay, so here we have 4 beautiful little bulbs. So what are we going to do with them? Do you think they'll turn out just magically into a beautiful plant? No. So in order to make them beautiful and colourful, what do you think they need?
They need water and to be planted.
Anything else? Sunlight. Oh my goodness, these girls are fantastic.
And they need air.
Air, yeah. She's got it all right, hasn't she? So what we need is we need light, we need sunshine. So can we do the, would you like to spread some light on there? You go behind them and shine the light on them. Yeah, so we need light, sunlight. We don't have much of that, but do believe that the sun is in the sky and can come through the clouds. So yes, we need light. Go behind them. Here we are. Go behind them. Yeah. So, light. We need light. Some plants do need the darkness, but today we'll go for the light. Okay, so you want to stand down? So, nothing's happened as yet. So, I think maybe we need to water them. Do you think we need to water them? Okay, just go behind them. Oh, want to hold up your plants? Yep. Hey. Whoa. There we are. What about George's? George's hasn't got any water. There we go. Woohoo. So, eventually, these lovely little bulbs will turn into
flowers.
A flower. There we are. You hold on to that. You show everyone the flower. There. Show everyone the flower. So, thanks to the sun and the rain, we end up with all these beautiful flowers. Or it could be a vegetable or a plant. And it just shows us that God nurtures us. He nurtures the earth and he also nurtures us. And by walking with God, he can help us flourish because he loves us so much. And that shows us that God is faithful. So thank you very much. That's wonderful.
Are these just onions?
I think they're daffodils. good after. Lovely, just pop them in there.
Well done, guys. Well done. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you very much.
Now our choir are going to sing our anthem.
God blessed Noah and his sons. He said, "Prosper, reproduce, fill the earth. Every living creature, birds, animals, fish, will fall under your spell and be afraid of you. You're responsible for them. All living creatures are yours for food, just as I gave you the plants. Now I give you everything else, except for meat, with its lifeblood still in it. Don't eat that."
We are going to be listening to a song. It is called "I Will Build a Boat" by Colton Dixon. Some of you may have heard of it, and probably our youth. The words will be up on the screen. If you want to sing along, you can do. But for me, when I discovered this song, all I could think about is, I think Noah would probably have sung this when he was building the boat and he was in the ark. So if you want to turn your eyes to the screen, if you want to sing along, please do.
I've been wandering through the desert, ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. Yeah, I've been hanging on the high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah. To you will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where the
up in faith, I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert, pacing with the foot and the water starts to rise. Yeah, I'll ride the storm, cause I got you by my side. With your wind in my sails, your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat so let it rain.
So, we're gonna have our next talk. So we're better further on our story now, aren't we? We're no longer at creation, and humans have made some mistakes. And we've made some mistakes, haven't we, this time? And they got sent out into the wide world. And then, guess what happened? We made even more mistakes. That's right. Nobody said that, but you know, we did. So God sends an enormous flood to wash over the whole world. Can anybody tell me the name of the person that we're looking at now? Good job, well done. That's it. Noah. Noah was the one person who really loved God and was faithful and righteous, even when he was building a boat and the rain didn't come. Can you imagine that? Building a boat in a desert place, big, big boat, and the rain didn't come. He was still faithful and good, and he was a good man, and God looked after him. And even after the flood, Noah and his family, all the animals God asked them to look after, are left on the earth. Can anybody see some animals round about? Yes, what one? A snake, what else? Yes. Where's a mouse? Is there a mouse? Is there a mouse? No? Don't see a mouse? Okay, that's good. What's that one up there? A parrot, what else? Yes. A Highland cow, yes. Anything else? Yes. A giraffe, there's two, isn't there? One. And a donkey, anything else? Did anybody see one coming in? At the back? Is there one at the back, Neil? On your desk, maybe? What is it? It's a pig. Sheep. And a sheep. Good job. Well done. Yeah, it's up by Hannah. There you go. He had lots of animals on the ark, and Noah took them on board. And I wonder what happens next. So can I get the 7 pre-asked volunteers to come up? You know who you are. We have practiced this, by the way, so if it goes wrong, it'll be all right. This doesn't matter, so it'll be fun. You remembered your letters, yes? Young people, young children, make sure they get it right, okay? Because they've practiced, all right? All right, cool. So we're thinking about harvest and God's provision. And he gives us all that we need, and we have to look after that and be careful with it. Because if we're not careful with what we have, there you go, to eat, there won't be enough for everyone. Some people might not be very happy. There might even be tears. And in some places, people might even starve. Starve. Sarah? Starve. There we go. And this is, of course, not just about food, but with all that God has given us. And so we need to share. Okay? With what we have. When God provides for us, we have a responsibility to do something with that. But we're also part of the harvest. No, you were right. You were right. God gives us gifts too, and we are all different. We might be funny. Any young people or children who are jokers out there? I think parents are smiling. They don't know which one they're thinking. Anybody else? Yeah, Ted's a joker. Great, okay. We might be caring and spend time looking out for people who are sad. Anybody do that? Does anybody look out for people who are sad? Yes, good job, Sky, Ted. Okay, a couple of others. Good. And we might be really good friends to our friends who might be struggling a wee bit. Andy, who's a good friend. Oh, good, thanks, Stuart. I'm glad some of our young people are that good. And lots of other things too. Some of us might be good speakers. Some of us might be good gift givers. Lots of other gifts that there is. And these are our gifts from God. And we need to share, there we go, them too, because we are part of God's harvest. Well done. Thank you, guys. Give me a round of applause. Awesome. Now, during our next song, we are going to ask our young people and our children to go up to the back and bring all our food gifts down to the front. Our next song is going to be hymn number 153, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There's a lot today, isn't there? This is incredible. Wow. Absolutely incredible. That's amazing.
Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those who came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth.
I'm just going to read a little bit out again from a different version. God continued, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living thing around you. This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and everything living around you and everyone living after you. I'm putting my rainbow in the clouds, a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." What happens when you get rain and sun? Yes. You get rainbows, right? Is there a rainbow in here?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, there is. That must be because Ted was spraying the water earlier and there was sun coming in. There you go. So when God puts a rainbow in the sky, he said it was a covenant. What does a covenant mean? Does anybody know? Does anybody know what a covenant means? Any of our older ones? Young people? Anybody know what a covenant is? I know there's some of you that do know it, so come on. Stuart, what kind of promise? Thank you. Yeah, so it's a promise made by God that will be always upheld. And it's a promise between him and us. And he would never again destroy life on earth. It's a promise that, a great sign that he's faithful to us, that keeps his promises. So whenever you see a rainbow in the sky, whenever I see a rainbow in the sky, I think, oh, God's been faithful to us because he's never going to flood the earth again. And you know what Noah did after that? After the floods came and went and the boat went onto dry land and they all left. Do you know what he did? Does anybody know what he did afterwards? God made a rainbow, yes, but what did Noah do in return? Does anybody know? It's okay if you don't. He said thank you to God. He made a sacrifice. So what's a sacrifice? Yes, Lewis. Yes, potentially. Yes, that is one thing. That's what Noah probably did. He took an animal and sacrificed it. But what for us, what does a sacrifice mean today? Yes. It's where you die for some. Jesus did that, didn't he, on the cross? Yes, we've got a cross there as well. Yep. It's also something that you go out your way for to help someone else as well. That's another way for sacrifice. You're sacrificing yourself to help someone else. So Noah gave God something that was precious to him because that's how they said thank you to God way back then. So how can we say thank you to God for all he has done for us, for all he has given us? How can we say thank you to God? Anybody? How can we say thank you? Yes, Cora.
Thank you.
Praying, saying thank you to God, yes. What other ideas? Praying, yes, good way. What else? Yes. Coming to church, yes, that's a great way. What else? Yes. Coming to church, yeah, great answer. Yes, Dad. Reading the Bible, speaking to God, spend time with him. Yes. Singing songs is a good way to say thank you to God too. I can think of two other things. We can really treasure our gifts, really recognize what a blessing they are, whether that is the food on our tables, the food that we can give away, which is so much, and that's incredible. The gifts God has given us, eight of us. Some of us are really happy and really chatty, and they'll be really good for talking to people. Some of us are loving and caring, and we can help others. Some of us are good friends. Some of us have great intelligence, which we can use to change the world. Some of us are great singers, and they can sing in the choir and sing worship and help other people worship God. And there's so many more gifts. And as we talked about, we can share them too. Another thing that you guys have said is we can pray. We can say thank you to God by praying and saying thank you to him, which is exactly what we're going to do now. So some of you may be wondering, why on earth have I got a pen and a piece of paper in front of me today? So if you look in your pews, there should be a pen and a piece of paper. If you don't have a pen or a piece of paper, please put your hand up now. Our young people are running around to give you a pen and a pencil. And what I would like us to do, everybody to do, is on this piece of paper, we're going to say thank you to God for whatever you want. Nobody else is going to read it. It's just going to be between you and God. And then during our next song, which is going to be Gratitude by Brandon Lake. It's a really lovely song. It's a really reflective song. I'd like us all, if you're able, to walk up to the cross and put your thank yous up at the cross. Just lay them in the front of it. Nobody will read it. Nobody will see it. If you're not able to, I'll have another couple of our young people to run around and pick them up for you, and they'll bring it to the cross for you. This way, I just feel like if we're physically doing it, it's a really good reminder of how important God is and what he's done for us. We're now going to sing our next song, or I would like us to listen to it. It's called Gratitude by Brandon Lake. And during the song, please come up to the cross and give your thank you to God.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Thank you.
Before we sing our next hymn, I just want to say one thing. If you're feeling like you can't say thank you to God because there's nothing going on in your life, just remember that you can still say thank you to God for who he is. I've been in that situation where I've struggled to say thank you because things are going wrong, but just know that God is always with you, and you can still say thank you to him for being there with you, and just sing because it does help. And I just love that song because it reminds us of that even when there's nothing left to be thankful for, we can still thank God for who he is. And I'm just going to say thank you just now for the prayers that have been up. So let's just pray quickly together before we sing the next song. Father God, we thank you just so much to be thankful for. Thank you for apples and birds and coconuts and everything else in between, even all the way down to zebras. We thank you so much that there's so much good in this world, so much beautiful creation, and we thank you for all the good things that we can say thankful. Thank you to you today for us at the cross. We pray as we leave this place after the service is over and after tea and coffee that we're reminded that you're faithful on earth and we can thank you and we can share our gifts too. In Jesus' name, amen. Next, we're going to sing our final hymn, and it's going to be hymn number 229, We Plough the Fields and Scatter.
Lord, we thank you for this year's harvest. We thank you for the hard work our farmers have put in to nurturing the crops. Make sure they are free from the weeds, protected from the animals and from disease, preparing the soil for the crops to grow well. Bless them for their hard work. We thank you for our spiritual leaders as well. We thank you for their tireless work to help us grow and nurture our own faith. We ask that you bless them, give them rest, and fill us up with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our children and young people. We thank you for the blessing they are to us. We thank you for the memories that we create as families. We thank you for the faith they have and the love they show to us and others on a daily basis. May you bless them with rest, joy, and peace in the coming weeks. We also thank you for the monetary gifts given today. We ask you that you bless it for your work and your ministries go forward. And together we shall say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So today, I want you to remember three things, okay? I'm going to be giving away some gifts today. Some of you who helped with Jane knows what these are might have an idea. What are these? For what? Do you know? Yes, but they're daffodil bulbs. Now, when do daffodils come up? Do you know? Spring. But do you know when to plant them? No, exactly. So everybody's going to get a daffodil bulb taken away with them. Robert, and who is going to do it with you, I think? Emily's going to be at the front here with these bags. And you can take one away with you. Not everybody's got a bag, but they're not dirty. We made sure of that. And then Zira and Stuart are going to be up at the back for those who need to leave, and you'll all get a daffodil bulb to take away with you. But when they spring up, I want you to remember that God is faithful because he sent the water and the sun to help plants grow. And when it grows into flower, you can recognize it as a gift from God, but you can also share it, can't you? How can you share a daffodil? Yes. How can you share it? You can give it to someone else, exactly. Or you can invite friends and go, look at my pretty daffodils. Yeah, I did that. I helped plant that and grow that. You can do that both, and it'll help brighten up someone's day. And lastly, remember to say thank you to God for it and for everything else that he's done good for you. And perhaps whenever you see a rainbow up there, you can also thank God for everything that he does. So as we leave this place of worship today, I'm going to say a little blessing for us, and then we're going to sing threefold Amen. So as we leave this place of worship today, may we go in peace, may we be thankful in every circumstance, may we love each other as you have loved us, and may you bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.